Welcome, 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 welcome. Yeah, we back on the mic. Y'all know we've been doing read alouds. That was a read aloud series up to Thanksgiving. As you know, now the read aloud series is over. So, but like I said, man, today's topic is when you found your treasure. And I'm going to give y'all a little hint. When you find your treasure, and today's episode is basically meaning when you have a special person in your life, or when you have a partner, or a significant other, or a girlfriend, or a boyfriend, or whatever, when you have that person that's really special to you in your life, and that's what today's episode is about. So, let's get into it. Now, me personally, I found my treasure. You know, but I can say my treasure found me. You know what I'm saying? My treasure found me. I didn't go find it, because there's a lot of times before I met my wife, there's a lot of times that I kept looking for treasure, right? And I just kept looking and looking and digging and digging and digging and digging and, you know, digging. You know what I'm saying? But I never found that treasure because I kept digging. Because I kept finding bad treasure. Okay? We got that good treasure. Anybody just got that good treasure in your life now? You just got that good treasure. Like, oh man, I got that good treasure. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my wife, because she found me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And most people don't know how we met. But most people do know how we met. So, and the thing is, when it found me, it was way better. Because when I kept digging holes and trying to find treasure so many times, I couldn't find that treasure that matched my treasure. Pure, gold, authentic. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Because a lot of us go out there and keep digging holes, right? We keep digging a hole, keep digging a hole, keep digging a hole. But we're not finding that one treasure, that one piece. Sometimes the treasure finds you. You don't find it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. It's better that way when your treasure finds you. I want to compare it to pirates, but, you know, I don't want to, you know. But the thing is, you have to understand, my treasure found me, and it was way better than me keep going back and digging holes. And I seen that, and then it's working when it comes to you. It works when it comes to you. And that's my thing that people don't understand. They think, like, if I keep digging holes, I'm going to potentially find it. Yeah, but finding love is not a thing. You know what I'm saying? You can find it all you want to, but that's finding is like chasing. Finding and chasing is the same thing. Because you said, I found this person. But what did you have to do to find that person? You had to chase to go find that. Somebody did not hear that, because I just gave you words of wisdom right there. See, chase and find is the same thing, you know. You let what you put out is what you attract. I attract who I am. I attract the love that I want. I attract the relationship that I want. I don't go chase it. I attract. And how many times I tell y'all that? That what has happened to me is I did not go chase it. I attracted it, and it has been working ever since. You man, y'all gotta try it. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, you got to try the law of attraction. Some people call it the law of attraction. Some people call it the law of assumption. You know what I'm saying? When you attract things into your life, and especially if it's love, it is way better than you going out there and chasing it and trying to chase it like the dog chased the cat. The dog can chase the cat all day, but that cat is going to be smart. He's going to find a way to get away from that dog. But the thing is, we can't be like the dog out there. Chase a whole life and never let it flow into your life. Somebody didn't see that. You want that thing to flow into your life. You don't want to keep sitting there saying, oh, let me chase. Chasing doesn't make love. Chasing does not make love. Chasing is not love. That's just a free trial and an opportunity. Thank you, Spirit. That's the thing. That's an opportunity. People don't understand what is love. Chasing is not love. That's just nonsense. That's just your free trial of going through it. Some people can't be in relationships because they don't really see what they're doing. Chasing a woman after another. Chasing a woman after another is not good, because some people just keep chasing and keep chasing and keep chasing, but never learn from any of those bad relationships, those toxic relationships. You just keep going and going. And see, that's what's wrong with some people, because that's why they're forever single, because you keep chasing it. I had people tell me that I had to slow down. It's like, man, you're moving real fast, man. You need to slow down. You need to work on yourself. And guess what? They was right. Can I get some hand claps? They was right. And I thank God for those people that told me you need to slow down. Stop looking for one thing that you look in, that you look in that person. Don't try to find that in another person as well. The person that you talk to last, don't expect that to be in the new person. Don't expect them to do the same thing as the previous person you talked to. And that's my thing, man. I was like, damn. I said, hey, right. It took me a minute. I had to slow down. I had to. Because people don't understand. When you start working on yourself. When you start working on yourself. And you stop. I heard the spirit just say. When you start letting poo-poo it. I mean Pookie. But when you start letting Pookie and Ray Ray and Day Day go. You gonna understand. Relationships still exist. People think it's dead. It's not dead. It's a mental thing. It's what's in your mental. It's how you think. And it's in your actions as well. And some people don't understand that I can sit here all day and be with Poo Poo, Ray Ray, Day Day, and Pookie down the street. But why can't I get to a place? Woo! Where love makes sense. I'm telling you, the spirit is working today. Because people don't understand, how can I get to love where love makes sense? Some of y'all haven't got there yet, because sometimes you got to get out your head, baby. I tell my wife's sister in a minute. I tell her, I said, shoot, with her and her man. But the thing is, I tell her in a minute. I said, you got to get out your head. You got to just do it. Somebody better hear me today. Because I tell my wife sister in a minute. I said, you got to get out your head. You just got to just do it. I said, but am I right, though? She said, yeah, you right. Exactly. Because some people don't understand what it's like. Because we all get in the head. Then we just like, oh, we all in our head. You just got to get out of your head, baby. You gotta understand, when you got that treasure, you ain't gotta worry about that. When you got your treasure, you ain't gotta worry about your treasure going out there, being dug up by somebody else. So, somebody didn't see that one. Y'all didn't see that one. The thing is, when you go out there, you worry about somebody else digging up your treasure, but your treasure said, I ain't going nowhere. What you think? You think I'm going somewhere? Hell no. Your treasure just crazy as your ass is. Y'all better hear brother today, because sometimes that treasure that you got, she said, I ain't leaving. It doesn't matter what he do. If he hop, skip, step, cheat, do whatever he want to do. But one thing I'm going to tell you this is, I ain't going nowhere. This is forever love. See, anybody just want that forever love? You want your twin flame, baby? Somebody, I ain't going to lie. Never tell y'all right here today. I feel like somebody in 2000, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I feel like somebody that is in 2023 is finna have a loving relationship. Somebody better hit me. I don't know if you listening to this, but somebody in 2023 finna have a loving relationship. And I ain't even lying about that, because I feel it. The thing is, people don't understand. When you got your treasure, you're not in your head anymore, right? You ain't thinking about cheating anymore, right? You just like, damn, I'm just like, man, I got some good treasure right here. But when you found that treasure, you don't give up. Treasure is good, right? Treasure is forever lasting. People don't understand, when I got my treasure, I ain't gotta worry about those things that I've been through. My treasure is everything. My treasure gave me more love when the other ones didn't. Y'all better hear somebody. I'm telling you, my thing is, my wife gave me the love that I couldn't get out of anybody else. I couldn't get out of anybody else that I ever talked to that crossed my path. My wife doubled that. 10 times that, 20 times that, 30 times that, because some people don't see, when you have a wife that is able to love you more than all them other poo-poo Ray-Ray and poo-poo Kiki down the street, them suckers didn't love you. They just there for your money. They just there to waste your time. They just there to just leave you on read and want to be on D&D, do not disturb mode. See, they ain't love you no way. See, one thing I can say is that my wife 10 times that. 10 times that. I had females that wouldn't even try. Y'all better hear it, brother. I hope somebody heard that, though. Because they wouldn't even try that. One thing that I can say, I found my treasure, because this one right here, I can tell her this. I'll be like, I'll tell my wife in a minute. I'll be like, are we going to text? I was like, can we text when you get off work? Or something like that. I guarantee you, my wife be like, all right, she'll come back and text me. Because after I said that, see, that's what I'm talking about. When you found your treasure, when you found your wife is the thing that holds it all together. Somebody better hear that one, man. Somebody better hear that one. Because your wife is the thing that holds everything together, right? That's your wife. Some people say, man, some people really want a wife like yours, man. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the thing is, people want a wife just like yours so bad. They're like, man, how can a brother get so lucky like that? How can I want a wife just like he is? Anybody just say it? Man, I don't know who said that one, but I felt that one. Somebody's like, I just want a wife like his. See, the thing is, I didn't have to worry about that, right? I think about my wife, I didn't have to worry about none of that, right? She, it doesn't matter if I tell her. I told her this on Thanksgiving. The day before Thanksgiving, my bad. The day before Thanksgiving, I told her, can we text each other before you leave for Thanksgiving? Guess what she did? She got up in the morning. Ooh, somebody didn't hear that. She got up in the morning and text me dead ass. Y'all better hear him, brother. See, that's the thing. When you found your treasure don't mind showing you time. And you know what I'm saying? When you got your treasure, they don't mind texting you. It doesn't matter what time it is, they still text you. See, that's when you got your treasure, brother. Somebody better hear me. That's when you got your treasure. A lot of people ain't got that. See, you sitting over there, keep dealing with poo-poo and pookie down the street. See, they ain't gonna get you nowhere. They gonna keep doing the same thing. But when you find your treasure makes time for you in any given moment. It doesn't matter if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, your treasure answer you right at 3 in the morning. Y'all better hear somebody. Y'all better hear that. I don't know who it is, but you better hear that. I need some more Hancocks up in here today, because some people don't see that. When you have your treasure ain't going nowhere. Your treasure said, I done planted my feet in the sand. That's the spirit talking right there. I done planted my feet in the sand and on solid ground and ain't going nowhere. See, the thing is, when you got your treasure, you ain't got to worry about everybody polishing your treasure up and taking your treasure away from you. They said, well, I took all your treasure. I took you. You ain't got to worry about that. I'm telling you, when you found your treasure, my wife, and she's telling me in a minute, she'd be straight up. Is anything you hiding from me? She'd be like, she's like, nah. In a few seconds, she'll answer just like that. Seconds. In a few minutes, she'll... boom. She'll tell me straight up. She ain't got nothing to hide. She was like, what? She'll tell me in a minute. She's like, what makes you think that I got... What makes you think I got something to hide? Like, the thing is, my wife is so honest. She'll tell you in a minute. I asked her... I'd ask her today, I'm like, what you doing? When I ask her, what you doing? My wife tell you what you doing. Just like, oh yeah, I'm probably going to go do this today. I'm going to go do that today. You know what I'm saying? I probably say, what you going to do today? For example, I was like, what you going to do today? Oh, I'm going to hang out with some friends. Yeah, I don't know what time I'm going to be back. But then I tell her, you want to text me when you get back, though? Can we text each other when we get back? And she be like, okay. Then guess what? She come back and text me. I'm telling y'all. See, that's the thing. When you got that treasure, you ain't got to worry about it being false or fake. You said, I got the gold that ain't fake. A lot of us been rocking fake gold. Right? When you got that treasure, it's everything. You can't find it nowhere else. You said, I'm deep in the Sahara Desert, the deep down in the sea. And I scared you. You can't find that. You can't find it. Tell me, can you replace your treasure? Hell no. Why you think the pirates was like, no, shimmy my timbers. I got the treasure. You think the pirates was going to give up that treasure? Hell no. Y'all better see that. Y'all better see where I'm going with that. Because they said, hell no. This one is special. This one is like immaculate. I don't know if that's a good word to you. But this one is like, woo, this is pure. This is authentic. This is precious. My precious gold that I found. This is somewhere you would never find. This like the limited edition of... It's like that limited edition Pokemon card. It's like, I can't find this Pokemon card. I couldn't find this Pikachu. Woo! Y'all about to catch this reference. Can you find you a Pikachu? Some of y'all probably didn't watch Pokemon. I don't know how. Some of y'all probably did watch Pokemon back in the day. But can you find you a Pikachu? Oh, watch this. Watch how I'm going to use this in a minute. Watch this. Watch how God works right here. Can you find you a Pikachu? You know Ash Ketchum, right? When he had Pikachu, where was Pikachu every time? By his side. Y'all better hear me right there. Somebody better hear me right there. He was always by his side. Right? It doesn't matter where Ash Ketchum went. Pikachu was always there. Had you ever just had you a woman that's just like a Pikachu? Just full of life. You know what I'm saying? Like, Pikachu was just full of life. He was just excited every time. It doesn't matter if Pikachu lost the battle. The thing is, he was always happy. Y'all better hear me, man. Always spreading positive vibes. See, y'all ain't hearing me right there. Do you need you a Pikachu in your life? Always excited. Always spreading love. Always spreading peace. A peace bringer. life. Somebody, better, when you found your treasure, you got you a peace bringer. Somebody better hear me. Let me say that one more time. You got you a peace bringer. See, had you ever just want a woman that brings peace? Lord, just brings peace. Just say, let me see this bottle of water right here. Dude, she just like, boom. She just sets that water bottle down and said, peace. Anybody just want a peace bringer? When you got your peace bringer, when you got your woman that she's like, shoot, I don't know, all them other girls, shoot, they thought they was it. Have you ever just had you a woman that's confident in the relationship? Somebody better hear that one. Give me some more hand claps, brother. Give me some more hand claps, brother. Because had you ever had a woman that is confident in the relationship, it doesn't matter. It just matter how much drama or whatever else happened. That woman's still confident. She says, shoot, you thought them other ladies, shoot, you thought they was bad. Shoot, they thought they was bad. I'm better than anyone. Ladies, come on now. Come on, ladies. But ladies, had you ever just felt like you said, shoot, I'm better than all the women you ever dated? Somebody better hear me. Where my ladies at? Where my ladies at? Like, that's the thing is, shoot, when a woman shows you that she's better than any other girl you ever talked to, that's when you found your treasure. That's when you found it. After women treated you like crap, treated you like dirt. But when that treasure steps in, you ain't got to worry no more. Somebody better hear me. Some people got some lost treasure. There we go. Some people got some treasure that don't make no sense. Some people got some treasure that's just dirty. Some people just got some bad treasure. Y'all, you see, ooh, man. Ooh. The universe said, I'm finna give you your treasure. Somebody better hear that. I don't know who that's for, but they your treasure finna come. See, the thing is, people don't understand. When you have that treasure, can you find it across the other sea? Can you find another treasure? You said, man, that treasure, it didn't have the ruby gold in it. It didn't have that ruby. The ruby in, you know, in the treasure chest. It didn't have the ruby in the treasure chest. Some people be like, I didn't see that ruby in that treasure chest. Let me see. Can I find the ruby in the other chest? But when you got to the other chest, that chest was bad treasure.
Oh, somebody didn't see that.
Because the one without the ruby was your treasure. Then that was your wife.
Somebody see.
See, there's a lot of men out there that are missing the treasure that you could have had. And now guess what? So when you cross back that sea, I guarantee you, someone done stole your treasure.
Man, y'all ain't see. I'm imagining pirates today. I don't know why I imagine pirates today, because shout out to the pirates. I don't know why I'm seeing pirates, but that's in my vision today.
But the thing is, when you go across, you could go to the Antarctica and back, right? You said, well, I want to go to Antarctica because there's something out there that I need to go get. But the thing is, you could go to Antarctica, right? You said, I want to build me a cabin out there. There's a cabin out there in Antarctica that has a 16-story.
Somebody,
I don't know where this imagination coming from, but it's a 16-story cabin. See, this is not a cabin that's built like a square. This is like you could have a cabin, like a cabin hotel.
Somebody didn't see that.
A cabin hotel. Anybody seeing that with me? A cabin hotel. And you said, I want to go to Antarctica because they got the cabin hotel out there. But you just didn't know when you was in Tennessee. You said, that's the cabin, the square cabin right there. That's the one that I needed right there, man. And when you get to Antarctica, you say, dang, this is different. It don't look nothing. It's not cozy. It's not that. It's not this. It's not that. See, your treasure. Somebody didn't see that. See, your treasure was the square cabin that was already put together, that grew up in poverty. Either, I'm telling you, fellas, the women that grew up in poverty are the best women that you will ever meet. I'm just saying, brother, a woman that grew up in poverty is the one that makes the best wife. That makes
Girlfriend. A girl that grew up in poverty. A girl that came from nothing. Let me tell you something. My wife used to live in Puerto Rico, by the way. She was born in Puerto Rico. But the thing is, she lived in poverty. This girl came from poverty. Moved to the States. Now look at my wife. Y'all better hear me. Somebody didn't see that. Somebody didn't see that. Grew up. She said it was hard to get food out there. It wasn't like the USA. They had to struggle to get meals. Y'all better hear me. And this woman, and I love my wife truly to death, because this woman right here, not only does she spend time and show me quality time, we tell each other we love each other every day. There ain't a day that we don't even say it. It doesn't matter what time of day. When I hit her, she answers. That is the difference when you found your treasure. Somebody better hear me right there. That's a difference when you have it. I'm telling you, women that grew up in poverty, those are the best ones that make the best wife. Could have said, I grew up without shit, but I'm about to be about shit. Y'all better hear that right there. Somebody better hear that one, because that makes the best wife and the best mother for your kids. A woman that grew up in poverty, didn't have a pot to piss in and throw out the window, but can build with you more than these IG models that y'all looking at. Oh, I'm giving an IG model. I need to give me kids. I did. You getting those girls? 9 out of 10, they don't know how to build. Y'all better hear me, man. Somebody didn't see that, because that's another topic for another day. And I'm done, son. I'm done right there, man. I'm done. I hope y'all got encouraged by that right there, man. Like I always said, it's been a minute since we've been on the mic. You know what I'm saying? But that series that we did, it was to encourage men to read books and encourage people to read books and take time for yourself and read, you know? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, shout out to our ladies for reading books. I'll see y'all on the next podcast. Hit the play button on Anchor. Go ahead and hit the play button on Spotify. Go ahead and hit the play button on Frown to the Podcast. And I will see y'all on the next episode in the next podcast. Stay tuned for more in our next coming up episode. Peace!